From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Democrats and two independents made up the 60 votes yesterday to limit debate on health care legislation. Republicans denounced the last-minute deals and concessions that made it possible. Speaking on American Urban Radio Network, President Obama said the bill will make a tremendous difference to minorities as well as uninsured Americans as a whole.
I think people need to understand just how significant this is. We've got 30 million people who are going to get health insurance because of this bill. And disproportionately, they will be African-American as well as Latino.
The president said he was up early yesterday morning watching the Senate's test vote on health care. Two more votes are set for today, with lawmakers pushing for a final vote before Christmas. For the second time this year, Ford Motor Company is offering a buyout to UAW workers. The automaker says it needs to trim its workforce to align with lower demand. Michigan Radio's Tracy Hamilton reports.
Ford is offering between $40,000 and $70,000, plus 6 months' basic health insurance. Only 1,000 workers accepted the first buyout. Even fewer may take this one, according to Clark University labor expert Gary Chasen.
Workers always look at what they get if they take a buyout and what they're faced with if they take a buyout, and it's not a very pretty picture right now. The unemployment rate altogether in Detroit, among those who are looking for jobs, those who have given up, and those who are underemployed, is close to 45%.
Chasen says Ford wants to preserve its image as the success story among Detroit automakers. If the voluntary buyouts fail, Ford could potentially close some U.S. plants and move the work to Canada or Mexico. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Hamilton in Ann Arbor.
The U.S. Forest Service is under fire for its handling of water-dropping aircraft in its initial stages of fighting a huge blaze north of Los Angeles in August that ultimately burned more than 250 square miles. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
According to documents obtained by the Associated Press and the Los Angeles Times, the U.S. Forest Service canceled orders for firefighting aircraft on the second critical day of attack on the so-called station fire. Soon after, the fire raged out of control, and the documents show that managers reordered the equipment, thereby delaying delivery of powerful aircraft by hours. The Forest Service has come under intense criticism from residents for its decision not to initially attack the blaze with aircraft. 89 homes were lost and two firefighters were killed during the blaze, which burned for weeks. The Forest Service did not return calls requesting comment, but the service has said that steep terrain prohibited sending in ground crews vital to a successful air attack. An internal Forest Service investigation backed that claim. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
Asian stock markets rose today, snapping a string of losses in Tokyo. Japan's Nikkei average rose by 194 points, or 1.9%. This is NPR News. Scientists working in China believe they have found evidence of a venomous dinosaur that lived 125 million years ago. NPR's Christopher Joyce has more.
Call it a turkey with teeth. Cynornithosaurus wasn't big, but this dinosaur had a heck of a bite. That's according to David Burnham, a paleontologist from the University of Kansas. Burnham and colleagues found grooves on teeth from a specimen in a Chinese museum. The grooves are similar to some rear-fanged venomous snakes and lizards living now. Burnham says a cavity in the dinosaur's upper jaw may have held a venom gland, and a groove in the jaw may have delivered the venom to the teeth. Writing in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, Burnham thinks the dinosaur might have chewed the venom into its prey. Other scientists say the grooves and skull cavity might have had other uses and say the venomous dinosaur claim needs more evidence. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
Yahoo says it will close its offices Christmas through New Year's to help save money. The cost-cutting move ends a year in which Yahoo revenue declined for the first time since 2001. It is the first time that Yahoo has required most of its 13,200 employees to use vacation time or unpaid leave during the holidays. Only employees performing essential duties will be working from December 25th through January 1st. Yahoo, which is based in Sunnyvale, California, has eliminated about 2,000 jobs and cut other expenses since September 2008. The streamlining has helped offset a 12% decline in Yahoo's revenue through the first 9 months of this year. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.